Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Straight Talk with My OBMD. I'm your host, Dr. Dana Smith, board certified and fully practicing OBGYN physician, and the proud founder of myobmd.org. That's myobmd.org, the website dedicated 100% to your health. Today, we're going to be talking about 6 tips for minimizing your breast pain during mammograms. I can't wait to share these tips with you. Stay tuned. Welcome to Straight Talk with My OBMD podcast. Join me for a bi-weekly discussion on topics most relevant to women's health today. We are your source for medically accurate, real-world advice in all things related to your health and well-being as a woman. From menses to menopause, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Dr. Dana Smith, a fully practicing, board-certified OBGYN physician with close to 20 years' experience. I am also the founder of the website that is 100% dedicated to women's health, myobmd.org. At myobmd.org, we write in all aspects related to women's health. Listen to our podcast, visit our website, subscribe to our newsletter, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram, myobmd.org. Welcome back to Straight Talk with My OBMD. I'm your host, Dr. Dana Smith, board certified and fully practicing OBGYN physician and proud founder of the website myobmd.org. Now, last week we talked about ways in which you can minimize your risk of developing breast cancer. And we refer to those as your modifiable risk factors, meaning the modifiable risk factors are risk factors that you actually have control of. There are some risk factors, such as being female and getting older, that we simply cannot control. However, there are others that we can control. One of the ways we can control our risk of managing breast cancer is by getting routine mammograms. One of the ways in which we can control our risk of developing breast cancer and catching breast cancer in its earlier stage, more so than its later stage, is by getting regular mammograms. Now, you'll speak with your doctor to find out if you qualify for a mammogram. Typically, mammograms should start at age 40 or age 50, and it should be 1 to 2 years, depending on your risk. This is not universal. This is not a one size fits all kind of deal. So you'll definitely speak with your doctor to see if you need to start your mammograms at an earlier stage rather than at age 40 or age 50. Now, for some women, as much as they are excited and motivated to get their mammograms, you do have a few women that do complain of the pain associated with this procedure. And just so you know, that is not too uncommon. A lot of women experience pain, and it doesn't mean that we should forego that procedure. We still have to get the mammogram done. But let's see, what can we do to help reduce the pain that you experience, or at least minimize it? So today we're going to talk about the 6 different things that you can do to help reduce the pain or discomfort you feel with your mammograms. The first thing you can do is to time your procedure. So our breasts are most sensitive during our periods or the weeks directly leading up to your period. So if you time your mammogram to occur within the first 1 to 2 weeks after your cycle ends, that will go a long way in reducing the discomfort you feel from the exam. So of course, if you have a regular cycle, this should make it more, make it easier. But certainly to keep that in mind as you're scheduling your mammogram, try to schedule it so that it is occurring after your period has ended in order to minimize the discomfort that you feel. As we are approaching our periods and while we're on our periods, you'll find that your hormonal sensitivity in the breast is at its greatest. And so having the breast exam, the mammogram done after your period is completed will reduce the amount of pain or discomfort you feel. The second thing that you can do is to cut back on your caffeine intake. Now, we're not exactly sure why this is, but we do know that there is an association between breast discomfort and your caffeine intake. So ladies who drink more caffeine will have a higher degree of sensitivity. Now, ladies who drink just 1 to 2 cups of coffee, let's say, per day, you can still experience sensitivity, though not as high as the ladies who drink more. So you want to watch your caffeine intake. And remember that caffeine does not just come from coffee, right? It's also tea, especially the non-herbal tea, the black teas particularly, or caffeinated beverages. The soft drinks, a lot of soft drinks are caffeinated as well. And of course, energy drinks can have very high caffeine levels. And the other culprit of caffeine is chocolate. Right? Chocolate, which we all love, that can also contain a bit of caffeine. And so when you know that, hey, I'm approaching my mammogram is scheduled in for a week or 2 weeks, try to cut back on your caffeine intake so you can minimize the amount of sensitivity and breast pain that you may feel during your exam. The third thing that you can do to help reduce your discomfort from your mammogram is to take an over-the-counter painkiller. So the more common over-the-counter painkillers are Tylenol, ibuprofen, naproxen, Motrin, which is the same as ibuprofen. So Tylenol certainly can go a long way in reducing your breast pain and discomfort, not only during the exam, but also after the exam as well. The non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, such as the ibuprofen, Motrin, naproxen, those can also help reduce the amount of discomfort that you feel with the exam. And again, the relief of pain is not just during the exam, but you can expect to have continued relief immediately following the exam. In order to get the maximum benefit of taking the Tylenol or the NSAID prior to the exam, you want to take it at least 30 minutes before, if not an hour. So 30 to 60 minutes prior to the exam, go ahead and take the pain medicines, and this will likely help to reduce the discomfort that you're feeling from the exam. The other thing you can do is to share your concern with your mammogram tech, right? So as you go in to get your mammogram done, you want to share your concern with your tech. Let them know that, hey, I'm a little anxious, I've experienced pain in the past, and they can walk you through some techniques to help you kind of relax and to reduce your discomfort. One of the things that they can be mindful of is to do a gentle and gradual compression of your breast. So rather than kind of being aggressive, going too fast with the compression, they can go a little slower, so it's a more gradual state of compression, and that can help with your discomfort. The fifth thing that you can do is to wear a padded bra after your mammogram. So after your mammogram has been completed, your breast sensitivity may be high, or you may feel some discomfort. So you want to go ahead and wear a padded bra just to kind of give your girls a little bit of cushion and some support and relief for a few hours following the exam. So don't forget that padded bra for your mammograms. The sixth thing that you can do is to exhale and relax. You want to relax your body. You want to do whatever you need to do, whether you play music or use your breathing techniques to relax your shoulder muscles, relax your neck muscles, to simply relax your body as much as you can so that you can get in the proper position, so they can get the proper images that are needed and the exam will go that much faster. So a full body relaxation, it just creates less resistance to the mammogram procedure itself, and that will go a long way in reducing your discomfort. So those are some of the tips that we can use to help reduce the discomfort that we feel during the mammogram. Now let's take a few minutes to talk about who should be getting the mammogram test done, okay? So let's backtrack. A mammogram is an X-ray of the breast. Mammograms are one of the best ways to detect early forms of breast cancer. And why is that important? Early forms of any cancer, but especially breast cancer, are very treatable if not curable. Breast cancers that are diagnosed at a later stage are more difficult to treat, meaning that you're going to be offered more aggressive treatment, and so the risk to your health is greater, and so the potential for that disease harming you is also greater. So you always want to detect cancers, especially breast cancer, at an earlier stage of development. We do know that mammograms are one of the key tools that are used in detecting early stage breast cancer. And so this is something that is worldwide recommended. Now let's just take a few minutes to talk about who should be getting mammogram. Okay, so most of these recommendations that I'm going to be talking about are based on the guidelines within the United States. Now, let's go by age to start. Let's say you are a lady that is under 40 years old. You are less than 40 years old. Typically, in that age group, a mammogram is not recommended. The reason being is that the breast at that age, in that age group of patients, the breast tissue is very dense. And so the mammogram, it's unlikely to detect, it's more difficult rather to detect breast cancer in through the mammogram at that age due to the density of the breast tissue. If, however, you feel that, hey, even though I'm quite young, I should be getting screened, certainly talk to your doctor, because again, these recommendations are never one size fits all. There will always be exceptions, and we don't know who that is until you have a detailed discussion with your doctor, depending on your history, your family history, your personal history. Your doctor may choose to recommend having your mammograms at an earlier age. Now, for ladies who are age 40, but less than 50, so age 40 to 49, for this age group, in most cases, your doctor will recommend a screening mammogram. They may not recommend it every year. They may recommend it every 1 to 2 years, but this is certainly something to start considering and start talking to your doctor about once you hit age 40. The reason why it's not universally recommended, the reason why mammograms are not universally recommended for women age 40 to 49 is because, again, your breast is still dense and there is the potential for what's called a false positive test is higher. So a false positive just means that you do the screening test, the result comes back saying, hey, there may be something there. You undergo testing, you undergo a biopsy, and then you're told it was nothing. It was scar tissue. It was nothing. It was artifact. And so we are mindful of this. We're mindful of the amount of anxiety this may cause some women. And so depending on your risk tolerance for dealing with that procedure and having a negative, you and your doctor will decide if this is appropriate for you or not. Now, some women may say, hey, you know, I really don't want to go through that and then be told it's negative. But keep in mind, some women are going to go through that process and be told that it's positive too. So there is also the potential that you will catch, again, disease at an earlier stage by screening women starting at age 40. But it's, again, it's not universally recommended. And so it's always something that you speak with your doctor about before you decide. Now, for women age is 50 to 74. The recommendation in this age group is more consistent. Mammograms are recommended typically yearly, less likely every 2 years. But for most women, mammograms will be recommended on an annual basis. And the reason for that is because we know that women, as we age, our risk of getting breast cancer actually increases. Our lifetime risk is 1 in 8. But as we get older, our risk of developing breast cancer increases. And so by screening a 50-year-old woman, we know that her breasts are not as dense as in the younger ladies. And 2, we know that by detecting cancer in its earlier stage, you're lowering her risk of dying from breast cancer. And so it becomes vitally important for this test to be performed on a more regular basis on women who are age 50 to age 74. Now, let's say for our ladies who are 75 years and older, what should we do? Again, just like in the age bracket of 40 to 49, it's not cut and clear, right? So if you are 75 years old or older, and you have a life expectancy of greater than 10 years, you are pretty healthy, and thank God for that, you should continue getting your routine mammogram screening done. The reason for that is because you'll still benefit from, if you have an early diagnosis of breast cancer, you can still benefit this by having it detected earlier, treated earlier. Your treatment options will be easier to tolerate, especially at that age, than if it were at an advanced stage. And so depending on your health and your life expectancy, that will determine whether your doctor will recommend continued screening at age 75, or they may not say don't screen. They may just say, hey, you can reduce the frequency of your screening. If you are 75 years old and unfortunately not in the greatest of health, your doctor may say, hey, you know, due to your health, and if your doctor feels that you are not in the best of health, your doctor may say, hey, it may not be worthwhile screening you for breast cancer. And they may recommend you not being screened. Now, mind you, these are simply recommendations. If you feel like you want to continue being screened for breast cancer, certainly that is something that your doctor will consider. And no one's going to deny someone a screening exam. So if your doctor says, hey, I don't think you need to, but you say, you know, I'm not comfortable with that, I want to continue, no one's going to deny it. You can still go ahead and get screening done. So in this age group, 75 or older, it really does depend on your overall health. Now, let's say there's a young woman who is at a high risk for breast cancer. So, for instance, a young woman who may have tested positive for the genetic mutation, such as the BRCA gene, also known as the BRCA gene, or other young ladies who are at a high risk for breast cancer, or women who have survived childhood cancers, who may have had radiation therapy to their chest wall, and now their lifetime risk of breast cancer is actually increased because their chest has been radiated. There are no real hard and fast rule for ladies in this category. You'll speak with your doctor to determine what is the appropriate screening modality for you. It may not necessarily be a mammogram. They may offer other screening tests. It's not unusual to consult with an oncologist to determine what is the best way to handle your case to make sure that you are getting the appropriate screen for you, because your health is not your risk, rather, are a little bit more or maybe a lot more than the average woman. And so the women who are the young ladies who have a higher risk of developing breast cancer, while the mammogram is not the ideal test in this age group, it may be the best we can offer for you because of your situation. The other group to consider are women with breast implants. So let's say you've undergone a breast augmentation as a cosmetic procedure and you have breast implants. We know that having a breast implant does not increase your risk of breast cancer. Your risk of developing breast cancer remains 1 in 8, barring any other conditions or risk. So the challenge with the breast implants is the compression of the breasts. The compression of the breasts may be a little bit more challenging, and also the interpretation of your studies may be a little bit more challenging, but if you get them done on a regular basis, you get the screening test done on a regular basis, especially if it's done at the same facility where they can compare the previous year's results, then they are more likely be able to detect when something new has occurred. And so they'll know your breast imaging, know where all the little artifactual findings may be. And so when something new has occurred, they can more easily identify it as a potential risk. And so you can undergo the appropriate exams at that point. So it's very important to continue to get your breast exams, your mammograms done on a regular basis. And it's also important that you try as much as possible to get them done at the same facility so that they can compare your studies to the previous year's result. Now, the other group to consider are the ladies who are pregnant or breastfeeding who feels a lump. What should you do? So if you are pregnant or breastfeeding, if you're breastfeeding, let's say, that's the simpler scenario, you're breastfeeding and you feel a lump, certainly you should go to your doctor. They're going to undergo a diagnostic evaluation. It may be a mammogram, it may be a breast ultrasound, it may even be a breast MRI. And then you can always, depending on the recommendation, you can continue breastfeeding, or they can ask you to pause breastfeeding or to dump and pump so you still maintain your milk supply. But you'll still have the same options available to you as compared to the lady who's not pregnant. Now, when you're pregnant and you feel a lump, that's a little bit more tricky, right? So when you are pregnant and you feel a lump, you can still undergo certain tests, such as the breast ultrasound or even an MRI, but we would not perform a mammogram in pregnancy. So the mammogram is going to be out, but you still have other options, such as a breast ultrasound or a breast MRI. And depending on what they find, they may say, hey, we can pursue diagnostic evaluation now or later. And then, you know, you're going to go through with your doctor to determine how far you're going to go, depending on that result, what the recommendations are. So if you are pregnant or breastfeeding and you feel a lump, you should still go to your doctor to get evaluated so that you can be counseled on the options that are available to you. It's never the case that there are no options, right? There is always something. Now, for the ladies with dense breasts, right? The ladies with dense breasts, you would still undergo the mammograms as recommended. Your doctor may also recommend a breast ultrasound. If there is concern, they may recommend a breast MRI. But the increased breast density, it does make the visualization of breast cancer cells more difficult. And so depending on your results, your doctor may recommend additional studies if there are concern, or even just for screening. So you may get a mammogram, but you may get the mammogram in addition to other tests. And the last category I want to talk about are the transgender women with breasts. So there is just no standard breast cancer screening guidelines for transgender women at this point. Without these guidelines, most healthcare providers follow the same guidelines outlined for the cisgender ladies. And so for the transgender women with breasts, your screening guidelines will likely be the same as the cisgender woman. But again, there are no current screening guidelines. But for most doctors, we would opt to screen you the same as we would for any other woman. And so that would be what I would recommend, and that would be what I believe most doctors would recommend. So that is our coverage and our podcast for today. We talked about ways to minimize the risk. We talked about ways to reduce the pain and discomfort that you may feel with mammograms. And we also discussed who should be screened for mammograms at this point, according to your age and certain risks. I hope you've enjoyed our talk today, another episode of Straight Talk with myobmd.org. Again, for this topic and any other topic, please visit the website myobmd.org. And again, that's myobmd.org, where you can find more detailed discussion on this topic and many others. Please subscribe to our email, visit our website, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, reach out to us and let us know how we're doing and what topics you'd like to see us cover on our website, myobmd.org. I'm your host, Dr. Dana Smith. Take care. Thank you for listening to another episode of Straight Talk with My OBMD podcast. To learn more about this topic, visit our website at myobmd.org. Subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. I can't wait to spend more time with you on our next episode of Straight Talk with My OBMD.